Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Governor Mike Dunleavy on December 15th released the fiscal year 2023 budget, which invests in public safety, education, infrastructure development, and the PFD. A total of $310 million has been proposed for the General Obligation Transportation and Infrastructure Bond, which covers ports and harbors, surface transportation, airports, and education, public safety, and community infrastructure projects. And one of those projects, the Kenai Bluff Stabilization, would see the state funding $6.5 million to help Kenai meet its local match of $10.5 million. Kenai passed an action approval item at their most recent council meeting, sponsored by Councilmember Glenn East Petty, that would send a formal letter signed by all of the members of council to the governor thanking him for the aid in the Kenai Bluff Stabilization Project. Petty told council,
"This was requested by me to have a thank you letter available for all of the city council members to sign, personally thanking the governor for the allocation of, I think it was $6 million for a bluff erosion opportunity, and I wanted him to personally get a letter of thanks, letting him know how appreciative that we are. And I appreciate everyone's signature on that letter."
According to the letter, the state funding to support the project provides the matching funds, allowing the city to leverage over $19.5 million in federal dollars in economic activity in the state. The state funding will help the council meet its 35% federal match requirement and proceed with an estimated $30 million project that aims to save infrastructure, protect against cultural vulnerability, increase safety, and spur investment and economic development. The Kenai Peninsula Economic Development District held its 2022 Industry Outlook Forum on Thursday, January 6th. One of the featured guests was Jared Kosin, president and CEO of the Alaska State Hospital and Nursing Home Association, who spoke on the state of the healthcare industry and the medical services impact on Alaska's economy. He provided stats from an analysis by a Juneau-based research and consulting firm, saying that healthcare workers earned nearly $3 billion in 2019, which comprises 11% of all state wages. He said healthcare in Alaska for 2019 was among the largest contributors to the state's economy.
"So when I say we're good for the economy, what I'm talking about is our multiplier effect. If you just start with the hospital sector, that's the most obvious place to look. For each job that we create in the hospital sector, 0.84 jobs are created elsewhere in Alaska businesses and industries. Same thing with every dollar of income we generate and pay out. That creates 50 cents in other Alaska businesses and industries. So it's that downstream effect that if you take this in total and take a step back, not just the hospital sector, healthcare is much bigger than that. We actually have a pretty significant footprint."
The good news is that Alaska's healthcare jobs are growing with 6% overall job growth and 21% wage growth from 2016 to 2020.
"Now, looking forward, the question is this supposed to continue? And the answer is yes. These aren't our projections. These are the state of Alaska's projections. 7.6% projected growth over the next 10 years. That means we're going to be adding over 5,000 new healthcare jobs in the economy here in Alaska. That's more than any other sector in Alaska."
The problem is that job demand exceeds labor supply. He said Alaska's largest nursing program has had to turn away twice as many eligible nursing students than it accepts. He says mostly due to faculty constraints.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.